The exhibit Rose Envelopes, Missives and Enclosures from James Rosen will remain on display at Haynes Gallery in Winston-Salem through the end of this month. The master American artist came of age during the Abstract Expressionist movement, and his own work was heavily influenced by artist Marth Rothko. For years, Rothko painted in oil using large canvases with vertical formats. It's been said that Rothko hoped to overwhelm viewers and make them feel enveloped within the painting. Haynes Gallery director Paul Bright says James Rosen's small transformed paper envelope and what's in them offer us a close view of Rosen's personality. Jim spoke with me recently by phone from his home in New York. I began by asking him if the size restrictions inherent in the envelope's smallness actually gave him a sense of freedom.
Well, I would think of it as limitations or no limitations. I used to give my students an assignment to place a stamp on an envelope where it is both large and small and tall and narrow and so on. There is an ideal place. I think that, painting began with the bricks in Babylon, the Ishtar Gate and so on, where an artist really had to think of the rectangle. And, the envelope is essentially related to that gate. I mean, I just love the limits. And, of course, there are ways of releasing certain energies on that envelope that one might not be able to find in writing a letter.
I wonder if you could give me an example of that, one of those moments where you reserve that sort of treatment to just that medium, that's something you couldn't get elsewhere.
The possibility of the stamp. Fortunately, my last 13 years, I had postmistresses who allowed me to put stamps wherever I wanted to. But, to begin with, we were required to place a stamp in the upper right-hand corner of the lower left-hand corner. If you narrow the margin of the white when you place a stamp on it to the right of the stamp and you narrow the space on the upper part at the edge of the stamp, in one sense, you make the stamp wider and you make the stamp taller and larger. And then if you look at the space to the left of that stamp, which goes all the way to the left margin of the envelope, of course, it's smaller. So it allows the release of opposites of the same kind. I mean, space is inescapable for an artist, I think. I mean, he may not or she may not use color, but space is always a distinct problem and opportunity, I'd say. And then the whole access to our reading from left to right. For instance, I've noticed that if the handwriting goes upwardly from left to right, just in a slight slant, when one reads it, it has an upward quality to it. I look very carefully at envelopes I receive because it's some indication graphologically that whether a person may be up or down. And in many paintings, for instance, if you look at Cezanne's still lifes, you'll find that the table may begin lower down on the left and the back edge of it becomes higher on the right. And so there's sort of this progression, upwardly progression. And I feel it's one of those visual secrets in Cezanne. Why, when we look at it, is it not a lonely vase or of flowers? Or why is it not a basket of apples that tumble out and down, and yet the painting seems delightedly upward?
Artist and educator James Rosen. His works are displayed at the Metropolitan Museum of Art and the Whitney, among others. Through the end of this month, you can see his work in the Triad. Rose Envelopes, Missives and Enclosures from James Rosen continues at Haynes Gallery on the Wake Forest University campus through Monday, March 31st. That afternoon at 5 o'clock, Haynes Gallery presents Correspondences, a conversation with Jim Rosen. Jim's talk is free and open to the public. You can see images from the exhibition on our website, wfdd.org, and click on Triad Arts. You'll find my complete interview with James there as well, and it's one of the more interesting and enjoyable conversations I've had in many years. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.